トランプが号令かけて、それに突き進んでるっていう、だけだと思うけどね。そういうふうにしか見えないけどね。だって、マスクしたら息ができないなんて。
何言ってるかわかんないし。Isn't even Trump recommending the mask now? And there are still people saying, like,
the media started saying that actually that he changed the tone the last few days. And I think that he started the showing that he's wearing a mask in the public and for the first time, I think. And I think it was last week. Or this week, I don't remember even.
Has that changed the public or the anti-mask people?
Yeah, and the funny thing is that I think it was probably the last weekend that he started wearing a mask in the public, and he said, I have been a huge fan, biggest fan of the mask. And,
the biggest fan. He invented kind of stuff, masks.
You know, the typical Trump's, stupid
Bush. King of masks.
So he started, My mask is the best mask, the beautiful, most beautiful mask. In the-
oh, he did say something like, and, someone told me I look good in a mask.
So I think that some people and some crazy Trumpers and started accepting. Well, actually, I've never been against a mask. And, some people started just saying that and started wearing. I think that helps.
It's so better than nothing.
Although what Trump is saying is a complete bullshit and nobody buys it. But I appreciate and somebody around him finally accepted their defeat. You know, they can't push this way anymore, and they can't win the election. They don't care that 200,000 people die or anything, but they just care that November. So they realize that this way, actually, they have no chance to win. So let's change some tone and you know, using some mask and reducing the number of the case and the stored, and then once it starts happening, they can. Or he is going to brag about it, right? So on, you know, that I made it. I saved millions of people by wearing the mask. And, Dr. Fauci was the wrong guy. And I was always on the right side or something like that. I don't know.
Well,
it's a bullshit. I think it's okay.
There was a weird thing with the mask, though, early on, where the media was telling people that masks were not effective, and the Surgeon General and the WHO and other, medical field authorities were telling the public that wearing a mask was not effective, and that was like the consensus message for probably a month or so, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, I think probably more than that. I think until the, I don't know, probably the mid-April or late April, maybe even. Back in March, nobody was wearing masks. And they were saying that the mask doesn't help much. It's not completely contradictory, right? Because their message is a mask is not helping to prevent from catching. And now that they started saying it since April or May that it helps to prevent spreading, right? So from spreading, using mask, N95 or whatever, good mask is good, but even the bad mask is good because it stop spreading. And slow the spreading is more important. It might not help you and from catching, but it helps. And if you have the virus and with the symptoms and you don't know if you're carrying, but you can stop spreading. So it's not completely changed or something, but the message is completely different, and the optics is completely different. And everybody basically.
But now research seems to suggest that it does provide some protection from you catching it. So before, people were imagining that the virus just by itself was floating through the mask, but the virus is actually contained in some kind of water molecule, a particle. And so it's much, much larger than the actual virus. So the water, the little thing of water that has virus in it is what gets stopped by the mask. The virus, if the virus was just floating by itself in the air, which doesn't happen, it's always inside your saliva or something, right? So
right.
it's that's that. I think that was some of the confusion about whether the masks were effective or not. But there was research done by Southwestern University in Texas in October or November. It was published of last year that showed very clearly that masks were effective in protecting the people that were wearing it. So they looked at rates of respiratory infection in medical workers who were wearing the surgical masks that were dealing with people that had respiratory illnesses, and the incidence rate was much, much less. So it there was clear evidence that masks were effective in all of these different ways, like significantly, as in we can measure and tell that it makes a difference. But there has been ambiguity in the public space with this information for really a surprising length of time, I think. And it feels weird.
I don't understand why they that hate, and why do those Trump and the Pence and those people think that the wearing mask makes them look weak? How do you think so? I don't get it. I think
maybe it's like you're scared. Oh, like, oh, you're scared of the virus. You know, it's kind of like, because there are these people that are like, just give me the virus. I don't care. You know, like they're.
When was that? The Corona party in Arizona somewhere?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The guy and, you know, that died and on the deathbed, mm-hmm. and he said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Bye. Yeah. Thank you.
So in California, そのマスクしてないと店に入れないみたいな感じですか今はカリフォルニアは。
ルール州のルールでそうなってるのかどうかはちょっと覚えてないけど入れる店はないと思うな。普通に、まあ普通に歩いててマスクしてない人っていうのはあんまりいないし、普通はしてる。まあしてなくてもまあ店の前では必ず。つけるし誰でも、まあちょっとこう気になるのはその外に置いてあるテーブルでレストランでこう食べるっていうことがこう1ヶ月ぐらい前からやるようになってきて、それにみんな気軽にこう行くようになってるので、行く人はね、もともとだからそう注意してる人たちはそういうことはまだ早いと思ってやらないんだけど、そうじゃない人たちも結構いるので、この辺でもまあトランプサポーターまでは言わないけど、ブルームバーグサポーターみたいな人も普通にいるんで、そういう人たちはもういつまでこんなことやってんだってね、普通に思ってて、早く終わりにしてくれって言ってる人たちもいるんで、そういう人たちはもう普通にレストランとかで外で食べてて、見るからに君たちただの友達だよねっていう、感じだったりするから、一応、その家族だけ、が許されてて、そのソーシャルディスタンシングの距離を縮められるのは、でスポーツもそんなにいろんなものが認められてるわけじゃないし、な1ヶ月ぐらい前からテニスはしていいよって言われたから僕はテニスを友達とするようになったんだけど、まあ、テニスの場合はね離れてるし基本的に、っていうのもあるし、なんかバックヤードでバーベキューやるのも1家族までとか2家族までとか、なんかそういうそんな感じのの制限だったかな、10人までだったかな、なんかそんなのが決まってたりとかするし、昨日も1000人ぐらいアメリカで死んでるとか言うから、もう麻痺してるけど、すごくない ?1000 人だよ。
いや、ほんとすごい。
ありえなくない?毎日だよ。毎日。毎日1000人とかが死んでるのが、もうずっとこれがもう何ヶ月も続いてて、もう、麻痺しちゃってるから何が、恐ろしいのかよくわかんないけど、で911の時は3000人か4000人ぐらいの人が亡くなって、もうアメリカ中がパニックになって戦争までしたのに、そんな数字なんか1週間でこもうしないうちに超えちゃうもんね普通に、それでももうなんか普通にしてるからな、みんな。
学校は休校中ですか？
学校はまあカリフォルニアはないんじゃないかな、秋の大学も秋のやつはまあほぼ開かないって決まったし、 バーチャルだけでやるって言ってるし、子供がの学校も大学も高校も両方ともバーチャルだけ、うん、まあ、ズーム授業だけみたいな感じだし、うんうん、なんかもう疲れた。
Do you think fake news and like how much of our problems with facts and politics is caused by the content that's flying around on social media and just fake news generally?
I don't know. Like, I can't tell, but I think it's clear that the social media and the Facebook is actually really, really harmful, and it's actually damaging. That's actually a really disappointing consequence or the result. I was imagining that the Facebook would be the great tool. I used to really like it and I used to use it. I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I think. And now I think it's clear that it's, I think it's 2015 or 14. I have another friend. I don't know if I have to call her friend, but she's a Trumper. And she was posting on the Facebook and Trump train.
The frog thing.
She's been posting the Fox News and the LinkedIn every single day and the Breitbart and those bullshit. And she was a sweet person 15 years ago, and somehow I don't know, and she became crazy, and I blame Fox News. And I think it's mainly your fault. You are too stupid. But even if you are smart, if you keep watching Fox News every day, I think it's probably easy to start believing some of those bullshit. And I think that can skew your view. I enjoy some of the Fox News stuff, but not just watching the Fox News. I tend to watch some liberal and progressive and show and making fun of the Fox News. And so I'm completely biased. I'm completely skewed at the other side. But Fox News is horrible. It's not that, you know, I think that it's not on the same spectrum, right? I'm skewed. I'm biased, yes. But they are not the same level of the, you know, the bias in the other side. They are just completely absurd, right? It's just ridiculous, like a flat earther. It's interesting, yeah. It's,
I know a real flat earther.
If you are 12 or 13 years old, Maybe you know the practice of the debating and the earth might be flat or not. I think it's interesting the sports if you want to do that. But if you are adult, you don't have time to waste, you know, to whether, you know, the wonder, you know, if it's flat or not. It's just total bullshit, right? So Fox News, most of those are just a completely 120% the total bullshit. It's not even worth considering in some of the argument. 100% of the argument is just a total bullshit. It's just so sad. We should have really, really good conservative, you know, discussion and argument. They are not even conservative. They are just crazy, you know, the white supremacy racist, and that's it's so sad.
But it's what's crazy is on Fox News or on these Republican platforms, you know, they're saying the same thing. Like, they've just totally gone crazy over at CNN. Like, they're totally unhinged and they're just
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And both sides are saying this about the other side.
And unfortunately, CNN, MSNBC are also somewhat crazy. It's not completely crazy, but they are not fair. They are also another corporate media. Mm-hmm. They pretend little fairer than the Fox News or something. But you know what they did to the Bonnie, I don't forgive, and I will never forgive them. So it's
You mean the have primaries?
Some good shows. Hmm?
You mean like their coverage of Bernie or what happened with
their
primaries?
Yeah, their coverage, and it's a completely biased coverage, and I don't necessarily believe that they have to be completely fair to the everybody, and that they have some reason why they don't like Bernie, and that's fine. But when they discuss of the Bernie, at least they have to bring some progressive voice among the you know the people, right? They bring mm-hmm. like just you know the centrist and the corporates and the 4 or 5 guys and just bashing about the Bernie and all day, which is totally bullshit. It's not just unfair, it's just bullshit. So they have to at least pretend to be fair by right. just bringing one progressive guy among 3-4 in the centuries and fighting. So that if in the smart, some viewers can listen to both sides at least. And then I think the Bonnie's idea is not that bad.
So do you think...
Somebody can see it. Mm.
Do you think that maybe the liberal mainstream media is not allowing the public to really select the candidate that they want to? So like they kind of force, you know, their candidate that they have financial relationships or whatever else with.
Yeah, they have no reason to support the any liberal the people. You can't, they are not in the club. They are not in their rich corporate club. Mm. And those people just say, you know, the next, the position of this guy, that guy, and they just, they don't care that the constituents or the actual people, right? They just care that their huge donor, which is, you know, corporations.
Mm.
That's how they became politicians and how they keep, you know, the raising the money and how can the Pelosi become progressive? It's impossible, and that's not her base. Mm. So so that when the Fox News and the Breitbart and that they complain and that they you know they say the fake news on the CNN and MSNBC, it has some bit of truth. It's not completely bullshit. That's the sad part. So when they say fake news, it's not 100% bullshit. It's actually 1%. Yes, I don't want to, but I agree with yes. They have the 1%, 2% of. Fake news, or even more, while Fox News is 100% fake news. So, but it's like you know, 50-100. Well, 50-100 is 言い過ぎ. It's like what? 何だろう? 10-100.
10-100.
変だけど.
What do you think would happen if Trump won the election somehow?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You can't sleep on it because remember the polls last time, right?
Yeah, so
exactly. Yeah, but yeah,
like what will happen? Where are you gonna move?
Yeah, that's a question. I might
New Zealand
to Mars. No,
can we move to Mars?
I'm ready. To,
can we leave?
I'm ready to go to Mars.
They're gonna investigate and if they have the life or some form of life on Mars at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they found something, that would be great. That would be so cool.
Yep.
But I don't know. I'm holding my breath. I hope, but I don't know.
They should find something, right? Like maybe underground or like some bacterial, I don't know. Because there's enough material that flies off of Earth and lands on Mars, right? I don't know if that happens that much.
Yes.
But I think that's possible. It's easier the other way from Mars to Earth, but
right. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we're Martians.
I just don't know how easy to form life.
There was a major study on that published yesterday, I think, by Tokyo University about how the role of I guess parasitic RNA in creating a mutation cycle with RNA that we believe is involved in as the building blocks for life and DNA. And they were able to establish a cycle between essentially a virus and RNA that caused rapid mutation. And they say that they observed, I guess, the mechanism of evolution.
Hmm. But that doesn't help to measure how easy to form life from nothing. You have RNA, then maybe you can calculate the chance of becoming DNA or some cycle, right? If you don't have anything,
well, just like hydrogen, right?
Yes, hydrogen.
We have to
oxygen,
start with
oxygen. Yeah, how easy it becomes some form of, I don't know if you can call RNA the life, but some element of life material or I don't know how to call it.
Metabolism.
I don't know if we find something underground Mars and found something that's not from Earth, that would be cool, right? So that we can see that life is actually easy. Life can happen if you have the temperature and elements and everything, then the bacteria can happen every place, almost. We might be able to say that. That's cool.
Right. But if
it doesn't necessarily mean that doesn't necessarily mean that the intelligence is easy. Mm. We don't know. Maybe intelligence is impossible. Maybe Earth is the only planet, have this level of intelligence in the history of the universe. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible, right? It's not probable, I think. It's the given these numbers of the galaxies and the billions of the chance. So most likely, it's not probable. The probability is much, much higher to have some type of intelligence. Maybe not now. Maybe the million years ago or maybe million years from now. But I think that intelligence is... I think it's inevitable, but it's possible that this is the only chance. We just happen to be the, chosen.
are you religious if that's true?
Nah.
And what are you? Like, what do you believe at that point? Because you're incarnated as like the arbiter of being the original in a universe that is just filled with matter, and this universe started as just hydrogen. So how did hydrogen like start thinking?
Well, do you think you are thinking?
I think I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just think I do.
What was the name of the Chinese room? Is it Chinese room something?
Yeah.
How do we tell? I don't know.
How do you tell? Do you ever get freaked out about that? Like, do you ever feel like you're a GoPro and you're like watching someone else's life like through a camera? Like right now, your senses, it's essentially you just have a binocular vision, camera mounted in the front of your face, and you have a few other sensors too, you know, microphones on each side of your head. But it's basically
That would be so cool. I really like it. I really want to believe that's happening to me right now. I really want to.
But
I can't. Yeah. I can't, because this makes too much sense. It's impossible.
Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense to me.
I need to find some clue, like you know, deja vu or something, right? Then I can say, oh, I saw deja vu. This is a bug, right? Uh-huh. And but I have never seen any bug yet, so this is too good.
How about chronic
chronostasis?
Yeah, chronostasis.
バグってるじゃん、完全に脳みそ。
Yeah.
完全にバグって。時間はどうしてんの
It actually happened to me this morning. I woke up this morning, I looked at my wristwatch, and その秒針が動いてなかったから、For once I was like, あ、なんか時計壊れたかなと思ったけど、動いたから、あ、これまさに直樹さんが言ってたやつじゃんと思って。まあよくあるけど。
あれ長いよね。ずっと止まってるもんね。いつまでも。何これ？あ、止まる。あ、壊れちゃった。
そうそうそう。めっちゃ長い。それバグだ。すごいよね。バグかもしれない。
ね、バグってるね、完全にね。
Don't you see dreams that don't make any sense? Or what kind of dreams does Naoki-san have?
It doesn't make much sense. My father passed away 7, 8, no. I think about 10 years ago, I think. I was working for the Google at the time, so it's like 2010 or something. It's probably 10 years ago he passed away, right? Mm. And, but he sometimes comes to my dream and saying that, 久しぶり.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, where were you? As if he has never passed away. How, right? It's completely wrong settings already.
Mm.
Right? He passed away 10 years ago. But somehow he, you know, says hi, then I was busy in Africa somewhere, then I was, oh my God, I was wondering what, you know, working. And, that's completely wrong. And it happened in California, then at the same time, I can see the other friends and from Tokyo, then, what are you doing here? Then, oh, I live here for a long time, and I've never, you know, from other place. Oh, I didn't know that. And my father and my friends are actually a long-time friend. And I didn't know that, right? And, why don't we drink together? And I'm too busy and blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're waking up. I was like, completely absurd. It's impossible. And but I had no clue in dream. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, dreams are...
Yeah.
What if it's... I don't know, just an alternate
your parallel universe.
Your simulation. No. You don't buy the simulation stuff at all? Simulation no. theory?
It's interesting the practice but to think. But it's like a conspiracy theory. It's too good to it would be really fun if that would be the case, but no, not that good. Nobody is that good. Sorry. And
now, what is it? What are we in right now? Like, what is this?
Yeah, you know? that's a question. This is a miracle. This is a miracle, right? So how do we have this view? How do we share? How can we, you know, share this moment? How can you believe that we are sharing same moment? How, you know, we clearly share the, you know, some basic, you know, the idea, then the understanding we exist right now. You don't probably believe that I don't exist anymore, right?
No,
this is a recording,
right?
This is completely AI, and just a makeup. And actually, I passed away a couple days ago.
The deepfakes.
You know, I had the promise with Mami-chan, so I needed to do this. So I programmed myself, and I just recorded all those,
Yasashiね.
You know, possible in the conversation. Then,
助かります。すごい、
すごい、なんかもう未来の約束を したからもう本当にこうびっくりしたけど、そんなのないんでね。
So,
普段。
So you don't have
普段出ているポッドキャストでは。
You don't have like some conception like a worldview that you believe or that you tell yourself to explain reality. Because you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the simulation theory. Where do you, what do you think about
what's... Why do you have to believe? Why do you have to believe something? I just accept what I see.
You don't have like a highest...
I believe that the, my, I think my belief is that the, what I'm seeing, my view is probably the view that many people have. So that, you know, I see this way. It's like, okay, the easier, the way. Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, this is black. You believe this is black. Yeah, you see black. I see this is red. Oh, as long as you have the, you know, color sense. If you can't recognize red, sorry. But assuming you can see red, green, the blue, this is white. This is red. This is yellow. And I believe my yellow is your yellow. That's kind of I want to believe. It doesn't probably matter though. If your yellow is actually the green for me, and I probably doesn't matter.
But we actually know that women see colors differently than men do because they have different ratio of cones to rods. So
yeah,
when you look
sure.
at yellow, women on average see a more vibrant, like a different, I mean, you and I have never seen it, but they have a different,
nice.
Yeah, it must look different. I mean, I cannot just say the word yellow. I wouldn't, if I can't see it, I can't really describe it, but.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
You have no idea.
No, you've been spoiled.
What I often think is that how to, you know, the become this state? How can we become the human from apes and the chimpanzee? And probably not different from them. They don't probably have language as much as, you know, the they need to become human, but you know, looking at the dogs and the cat and what they are seeing, I kind of believe that what they are seeing is probably what I'm seeing. And I don't. I know that the, you know, frogs and others are seeing.
No, you're muted again.
Can you? Unmute.
How? I didn't catch anything, did I?
Divine intervention. You were about to drop the truth about frogs.
Oh, that's
you got
like
that third.
The frog. The frog worldview.
Yes. You yeah. know they see completely different way, right? So they don't see anything but the, you know, only the moving motions, and so that they are, you know, the. Cognitive state or something, and it's completely different from ours. But I don't know, but I can believe that the smart dogs are seeing what I'm seeing. I can believe that we are actually sharing some worldview, different colors, of course, but you know, sight is probably the, you know, the visions are different, but you know, the understanding of the 3D, you know, world, I think it's pretty close in the view and the model they share.
Are they
me.
Flat
That's
earthers?
I don't think they believe that though. They don't probably believe that the other way that though, but you know, they might not believe anything.
Yeah.
they have no reason to believe anything, maybe.
地球の形.
Yeah, wazawaza. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to flat earthers either.
I can't tell that they, some of those, really, really believe that though.
They do.
Some
of them.
How can I tell? What, really?
One of my friends is a flat earther, And I argued with him about it for like 4 or 5 hours. It's not his fault that he can't figure it out. Like, he's not, you know, that's not his strength, is not.
But the six, I think the 4, 5, 6 thousand years ago, then the Greeks and the calculated, okay, yeah, this is the circumference is the 40,000 kilometer, and because this is this, they could figure it out. How
but,
come
but they had to
in
use,
21st century?
But they had to use, like, I don't know, trigonometry and look at the shadow of, you know, shining into a well or something, and then travel on a ship to, like, across the ocean and then take another measurement. So, I mean, if you look at a boat go out across the ocean, it seems to, like, go over the horizon, you know. So then that's a lot of sailors suspected that it was round. But if you go on YouTube and you watch, like, the flat earth videos, you know, like, YouTube knows that certain videos convince a certain number of people to become flat earth, right? Just on average.
Are you telling me that I might convert to the flat earther by watching the stupid bullshit videos?
I think an artificial intelligence a few decades from now could figure out which flat earth video would convince you and maybe make that. But it would have to be really sophisticated. But the flat earthers didn't think that they could be convinced, right? So they kept going
because
for more.
Stupid.
It's like people, there are all these conspiracy, you know, if your brain encounters an idea, like, whether the idea changes your mind or not is kind of predetermined. And only the algorithm knows, like, only YouTube really knows if that's going to make you flat earther or not, right?
But I don't believe that. I don't believe somebody can convince me to convert to the flat earth. That's not a good example. I think I can believe some other stuff.
Moon landing hoax?
You know, as I mentioned, if I keep watching the Fox News, I might start believing some of those. Some of the bullshit that I think that I can probably start agreeing with it, some of the bullshit. But the flat earth, please. How can you even
you have to watch the videos
that.
I guess I don't know, I haven't watched them either. But when I talked to my friend for several hours about this, and, you know, did you watch
all those the flat earther videos, and it convinced you?
It did not convince me, of course, but I understand that.
So how can you say that it might convince me?
What about, like, moon landing?
It's impossible, landing?
Please. What about moon landing?
It's kind of, well, it's not fun. It's a waste of time. But just for you, I'm going to waste my 20, 30 minutes just watching stupid videos, and then I'm going to beat you about it. See, I just wasted time.
That's what we're all doing now. We have to go out of our way.
Yes, kind of the life. I believe that the life has no meaning. We have no reason to exist, and it's just pure coincidence, everything. That's how I view. That's why I want to appreciate and enjoy the moment, and this is the only moment I have, and so on. I don't understand the religious people, and if you don't have God and if you don't have anything to believe in, what is the purpose of life? And I don't have any purpose. Sorry, I just happened to be here and for like 80 years, and so I just enjoy. I want to live my life. That's it. And the best strategy to enjoy my life is to, you know, to be nice to some people to some extent. It's just strategy, and that's why I'm a nice person, and I'm a good person, and not because I am, or not because, you know, God tells me, probably because so that I can enjoy my life better. So I think that's where the those, you know, the conscience or those ideas are coming to human society, and so that I don't think we need something to tell us how to behave and to make society the work better. I think we have to. It's better for us to, you know, behave nicely to some extent. We can't do that all the time on the many occasions. But so that's what I want to ask the aliens, and if they believe in God and they need the God, or they are nice to other people, and I believe they are very, very similar to the to us. That's how I believe. I believe that they are carbon based. Most likely. And if they are not carbon based, I think they have no chance to talk to us, and they won't probably go out from their planet, except they are already at AI or silicon, right? So if they are already silicon, it's not the silicon based animal or life. It's just a program. So it's just information. So if they became already information, it might be on the silicon or whatever the device they invent after. But before that happens, I think they were carbon based. Is what I believe. So that, you know, we end up. If we can see the others, and my belief, naive belief, is that they look like us in a sense. Doesn't have to be exact same form, but oh my God, they have five fingers. Really? Why? And it has to be completely coincident. But the second planet we found happens to be five fingers. Oh my God, five finger is inevitable, and I wouldn't be completely shocked if that's the case. Other cases, of course, I don't be surprised. If it's just two fingers, I'll be shocked. How can you become human with only two fingers? It's ridiculous.
They'll be shocked but that we only have five.
If he has like a 3, 4, 5, yeah, sure. Right? Two, seriously, and four arms. How? Why do you need four arms, right? We have only two arms and two legs. We have the four arms and four legs, and this is convenient on my planet. Wow, that's how can you develop and the brain? Because I think the brain power is limited, right? So you have to focus on some part. You don't want to have hundreds hands. It might be interesting and convenient for some kind of task, but you don't want to waste your brain to, you know, move your hundreds, you know, arms, right? So I think it's some of the you know the I don't know how to put and the ideal answers and will be emerged in any planet. Of course, some environments are different, but they must have water. So the temperature shouldn't be completely off. And because they need the energy to survive, so they must have some kind of atmosphere, unless they are fish. And if they are fish, sure, they might be just dolphin, but I don't believe that the dolphin becomes human someday. So I believe that they should live. They should, you know, take oxygen from out of it. Doesn't have to be oxygen, maybe, but I think oxygen is probably the most efficient way to make energy, right? So I don't know. Whatever the energy from atmosphere. So I don't know that the air pressure doesn't have to be, you know, the like Earth. The gravity, you know, has to be something to hold the atmosphere. It can't be like moon, right? So it should have some you know habitable, you know, zone, right? So that limit the best scenario. So Two eyes? One eye is probably wrong, right? You need more than two eyes. Three eyes, it's a waste of the brain. So I think it's most likely two eyes, right? Can be three eyes, four eyes, but maybe completely different mechanism so that actually the four eyes, you know, that doesn't need much of, you know, the brain power. I don't know. But if it's one eye, that's shocking. How can you become human with just one eye?
They probably think it's weird that we only have eyes on one side of our head. Like, wouldn't you want eyes on the other side? Like, you can't see what's happening behind you. It makes no sense. Right. You have to turn your head and then you can't see what was in front of you. It makes no sense.
Right. Yeah. That's a possible scenario.
Do you think they would be upright?
Within some range, right? Within some range, it's impossible that just a completely, you know, the no eyes, no smell, or completely the amoeba-ish, you know, the form and it becomes human. I don't believe that. They must have some common ground. That can be completely different from our life on Earth, but something. So we can point eyes. 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 Oh, eyes. I don't know how to start communicating, but
you have to start with, like,
if they have
left
eyes,
and
I think
right.
We can tell. I hope that we can tell that the
right, that's great.
Their eyes, right?
That's great.
Oh, like, my God. Are they their eyes? I thought this is eyes, right? You know, the pointing the nose and you know, the ears and oh my God, they have eyes on in front and what are they using for eyes?
でもどうだろう、昆虫とかだと、まあ they're not intelligent, so it's different. But その何がどれかわかんないって結構ありますよね。
でもそれはあれだけど、カムフラージュって意味じゃなくて、
maybe these intelligent beings might have that.That too.
Oh, that, yeah.
So for us, it's like, どれがどれみたいな。
それも面白いね。
I think being upright is what makes us very strange on this planet. So this Earth has been creating organisms for a very long time. But this concept of only having two legs and then you fall, you like balance on one leg and then you fall forward and you catch yourself with the other leg, right? And then you fall again. Like, we're not stable.Right. The other animals have four, at least, legs, usually.
Yeah.
But they don't have hands.
But these are just legs that we call hands.
Yes. But they don't have stuff that deserve to be called hands. They are just...
yeah.
Foot.
Well, T-Rex, right? T-Rex had hands.
Are those hands?
Oh, really?
Yeah, those were not legs, right?
Did T-Rex use tools? Like, what are those hands for? Like, once your hands are free, right, it seems like there would be a strong evolutionary utility somewhere that you can hold something or you can grab something or you can climb something. As long as you're stuck on four legs, then it's really hard to, like, manipulate the environment.
Right. So are chimps going to be human?
I don't think we'll let them.
Someday?
We'll make it illegal. We'll make a law against it. Because we could,
no, but,
right?
I don't know.
We could make them smarter, right?
In a sense, but as smart as human, I don't know.
Maybe with some genetic engineering in 20, 30 years, there's some mutation that increases their cognitive ability in some area. Maybe. I think it would be really scary. It's like we were afraid of artificial intelligence, but the smart chimp...was the real problem.
We had the experimental movie and in the San Francisco, the mule woods and the extremely smart, you know, apes. And I don't remember the name of the movie. And
what, Planet of the Apes?
It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was apes. Yeah. I don't know. But if they can speak, I like to
talk.
Speak.
They'll probably be really upset. No?
Why?
Well,
they're in the zoo.
We put them in zoos and we're destroying their homes and the earth. And, you know, the orangutans are not happy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And chimps are so strong. I mean, they could kill me in a second.
Mm.
So if they could talk, I think they'd be really pissed off.
If they were smart enough to talk and they could understand what was happening, I think.
Be maybe. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. That happened to the movie. I don't know. Yeah. they were so upset. Yeah, they went back to the woods.
Yeah. Right. That's always what happens, I guess.
What do you think of something like Neuralink? If you could get some chip in your brain and make yourself really, really, really smart, would you do it? Or it'd probably be not as much fun as it sounds? Or
why wouldn't I do that?
I don't know.
You can be smart. You don't want to be smarter? Why would you say, I want to stay being stupid? Don't touch my brain. Why do I say that?
Maybe it's depressing or something.
Really?
I don't know.
Why?
There's like super smart people that don't seem that happy or that much happier. Like, do you want to be smart or do you want to be...
That's like, what they always say though, right? みんなが 頭良くなるんだったらいいけど 自分だけだったら 多分イライラすること
頭良くなるってどういう意味?
You can predict reality better. Like, how do we know who, how do we know who's smart? And I wonder this a lot. And for me personally, the only thing I found is whether people are able to make predictions about reality. So you see the world and then you build a model in your head. You model the world and then you make predictions. And that's basically the only feedback we get. You know? Like, how do you know who's credible? Who should you listen to? An authority or someone who has been able to successfully model reality and make predictions? Because that's what physics does. And physics seems to be a good, you know, it's robust. So.
That's true. I don't know. I don't probably necessarily see that their the ability of the predicting things. I just probably listen to them and until I find some bullshit, I tend to believe them. And I tend to like people and I tend to understand everybody's really smart unless it's clear that you're stupid. some people are so clear that okay, you're too stupid, but most of the people, in my opinion, the pretty smart, and whether they you know, show it or not, and they have their own thought, and they might not be as confident or stupid enough to share those naive thoughts like me, but you know, many people have their own version of you know, the thoughts. So I tend to think that everybody is pretty smart, probably smarter than me. That's how I see. Then they start talking, then I started listening, then wrong. Okay, so you're stupid. Sorry, I was wrong. I thought you were smarter.
Yeah. Well, you should always assume that the person you're talking to knows something that you don't know.
Yes.
Because that's always true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always true. Yes.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how to say how to measure the smartness, the predictability or something. That's interesting.
That's the only thing I've been able to find. So I track a lot of people's predictions. If they say something, I try to track their predictions. Not necessarily like when something happens is not as important as if something happens, but that's one metric I find useful for trying to figure out who has an accurate model of reality. Because other than, you know, if you don't, and I myself try to make a lot of predictions, and I'm always checking my work. How accurate am I with my predictions? And that's my method for trying to create an accurate model of reality.
What kind of prediction can you share right now so that we can see that how smart you are in 5 years?
Well, I've made a lot of predictions on this show. Like, I guess I predicted Bitcoin, Tesla. I predicted that Trump would win the election.
How did you predict? I actually bet it on the Trump, so I actually won the game. So one of my friends actually needed to pay we bet like $300 or $400 a dinner or something, but I won, and so that he actually hired his, you know, the friend's sushi chef. So we had the sushi party at his place, and we keep asking Toro, 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 keep eating the whatever that we want. So I really enjoyed the perfect, you know, the private sushi chef and by betting Trump. But my prediction was Hillary was too unpopular, so that I thought that there's a possibility that, you know, the extra courage and decides the game. I was 100% sure that she's gonna win the popular vote, and I was right. And there's a possibility that, you know, Electoral College plays out the game, and it happens. I don't know how predicted.
Yeah, I think you have to make a lot of predictions on a lot of different things, and because, you know, maybe my analysis was correct. Maybe I had insight, or maybe I just got lucky. You can't, you know, quite tease that out. So, I try to make a lot of predictions about technology, geopolitics. And I don't know of another way to figure out who's credible. So,
interesting. So you are not disappointing yourself yet?
Hydrogen car prediction, I think, is playing out quite nicely. Electrified transport's playing out quite nicely. If I listened to myself, I would have like unbelievable amounts of wealth. Like, I would have been long gone. But I've always, I don't want to be biased by investing myself in things. You know, it can change how.
You don't buy stock?
No, I've convinced a lot of people, of my friends, to buy stock, and they've made humongous amounts of money. I convince people to buy Bitcoin and I'm sensitive about my own neutrality about different things. So and there's probably like crazy disclosure rules and things like that. But I mean, if I, you know, if I retire, or maybe I will buy stock. I don't know. I'm not going to say that I'll never buy stocks, but sure, I've convinced people close to me to make investments based on my predictions. And, you know, that's good enough for me, basically. Okay. I guess.
You know my email address, so you can send me the list of the. after the show, then I'm going to buy. Interesting. I have a stock, and I that's the only way in the US. You know, if you have 401k and stuff, you just decide what stock and so on. And should I disclose in the stock that what you know the stock I have, so that you know when I say that something at the Apple and it's completely biased and it's
aren't there some rules about disclosure, or you know if you're promoting, like if you're giving financial advice or if you're telling people, hey, you should buy this stock, and you own that stock, then you know there's going to be a conflict there.
Probably. If you have the enormous amount of the stock or something, if you have like 5% something, of course you have to disclose that. Those have to be the public information. But if you have only like 10,000 stocks or something, which is like 0.0000,
yeah, you should still disclose. You should still disclose.
Yes. Yeah. But I think it's probably nobody cares. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I love stocks.
You know how to predict.
I was going to go into finance and fixed income, because that's what my interest, well, that's what my degree is in, economics and business. So, but yeah, that work environment is horrible. So
did
I decided.
Did you go to college in the US or in Japan?
In Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering, and Mikey is, both of them that were born in the U.S., in California. And older boy is the freshman college boy and, who cannot go to college. This is his first year.
Kawaiso.
Kawaiso. No prom, no freshman year or anything. And it's completely destroyed, but it's still the first world problem, and it's you know, some people don't have even high school, some people are just, you know, the surviving and from just, you know, bombing and or something. So it's you know, of course, and if you compare to the next year or the last year, of course you can be really, really sad, but you know, people in Iraq, and who cares? Prom? What the fuck?
So. Yeah. What's prom? Jesus.
Yeah. So it's I understand. Okay. It's kind of sad, but still, it's not just him. If he if it's only him, I might just I don't know. I might do something, but all of his friends, every single his age in the U.S. you know, have this one. So it just happens. It's kind of sad. Unfortunate, that's it. It's just 1 year or 2 years, maybe. So the you know, I don't know what's going to happen to him next, but my daughter is most likely become the college, you know, kid, and in a few years, most likely, most likely in the U.S., and they probably won't go to Japan. I would suggest, encourage them to have some work experience in Japan to see how stupid it is. I don't know if you guys have ever worked for the Japanese company in Japan. There are so many, you know, so many bullshit. Especially, I don't know if that's true today in Tokyo, maybe, but in somewhere like Nagoya and those, you know, places, business practice is basically full of bullshit.
It's super shady. There's like a lot of corruption, I think, compared to the States.
Yeah, one of the reasons that I cannot remember, that it's kind of interesting, because I was working for the company in Nagoya somewhere, I think in Nagoya, and なんて言うんだっけなあれ 5000 3000か 5000円ぐらいか忘れたけど 毎月払わないといけないの。給料から。
うん？
給料もらうでしょ？ね、なんていうのあれ。積み立て？
うん。
積み立て？
いや、積み立て。I have no idea how to explain that. You have to pay like $30 to $50 a month from your pocket for the offsite or something. 一年間に一回ぐらいなんか旅行にかみんなでこう行くときの。
え、それを自分が出す、社員が出すってこと？
そう。足りない分は会社が出すんだけど、もちろん。だから、3000円とかぐらい給料から引かれて、1年とか、アメリカ3万円とか4万円とか貯まるでしょ？で、それに会社が何万円か上乗せして、それで、社員旅行みたいな。すご。でもまあなんか聞くと、まあそういう会社あるだろうなって感じするじゃない？
うん。
まあ実際あるし、あったんだけど、で、まあ、そう、若いからさ、自分も若かったから、その時は。みんなそうやってしてるわけ。入った会社がみんな、そうするんだよって。うん、一年に一回の会社、社員の旅行の時に使うから、その積み立てねって言われて。で、もちろん、うんって言わないじゃん。行かないです。社員旅行行かないんで、積み立てしませんって。で、もうその積み立てをだから、給料もらってから自分が払うんじゃなくて、もう給料もらうときにも減ってる。最初から。
うん、
だから給料もらえてないの、それだけ。最初からもう、経理が全部取ってて、もう、もらってないから、足りないですって言って、これ僕払わないんで返してくださいって言って、
こう、
言って、そんなこと言った奴はいないって言われて。まあそうかもしれないけど、今言ってます、みたいな。そういうエクスペリエンスができるといいんじゃないかなと思って子供たちは。
あ、逆にその理不尽さを体験してほしい。
そう、だから僕の、だから息子にはだからね、カリフォルニアで生まれ育ったから、イーストコーストとかに行ってほしかったんだよね、大学とか。もし行けるんだったら。
うん、
なんか差別とか受けるといいなと思って、
うん。うん。
ここで生まれ育ってるからあんまりそういうこと基本的にないし。
うん。
うん、特にまあそういうのがないエリアにまた住んでるんで余計に、
うんうん、
そういう嫌な思いをしたことがほぼほぼないのでまあイーストコーストが行ってなんかちょっと嫌な思いをするといいと思ったんだよね、
うん
うん、なのですごくこうエンカレージしたんだけど本人は全然何のためにそんな苦労しないといけないんだみたいな感じだったけど、うん、
Do you think kids need...
差別はやっぱりねされるまでねされたりとかそういう経験をしないとね、うん、差別っていうのがどういうことなのかってあんまり分かんないと思うんだよね、
うん、
僕もアメリカにこう引っ越してきて、うん、そういうことをこう体験するまでは差別なんてそんなに、まあ、あるのは知ってたけど日本にももちろんでもそんなに問題だと思ってなかったし、
うん
うん、アメリカの黒人差別みたいなそんな大きな問題は日本にはないっていうぐらいのこうナイーブな感覚しかなかったから自分がこうすごい嫌な思いをしたりとか、うん、何言ってるか分かんないってふりされたりとか、
うんうん、
そういったことはすごく役に立ったというか、うん、目を開くきっかけになるなったんで、
うん、Most people get
そういうわけの分かんない理不尽なことがあるといいなっていう、
うん、But most people get teased orbullied for something at some point in their life, I think. And,
sure.
And, they can't, I think it's hard to imagine, you know, that just going on for like your whole life. Like I experienced a lot of discrimination, when I was in Texas.And I was called Chinese and people pulled their eyes like this and it was kind of, you know, there's no one else there that was Asian anything. And then I went to Japan and it was exactly the same thing. I don't know if I've really experienced a world where there wasn't sort of some a little bit different treatment because of like how I look. I don't know.I don't want to say like experiencing racism is my norm or anything, but I don't know.
Racism is a すごい言葉だよね、だけどね。
Oh, it's confusing. It's racism is so confusing for kids. Like, I was so confused by, like, I didn't even know what people were talking about. I didn't even know what my, I didn't even think about what my own race was until, like, way late, way later. And I was like, wait, my mom's Japanese, my dad is white American, and wait, so what's my race? And people are like, oh, you're half this and half that. It's like, de, like, what does that become? Well, it's just half. Half, okay. Okay. Like, what? Okay, so then what? You know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Half の人は half の問題があるだろうね、もちろん。
Well, there's no, like, race. There's no, like, I guess there's sort of, like, a half community, but then they're all half different stuff, so they don't have any even cultural similarity. So...
Interesting. Can't even imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, but everyone's going to end up like me to some extent, eventually, you know, because of entropy. Those boundaries will eventually dissolve and races will dilute over time. So the whole mixed race half issue is going to become, I mean, that's going to be the only issue left. After a few hundred years, probably.
Racism って日本語でなんて言うの？
人種差別？
レイシズム？
レイシズム。レイシズム。まあ、レイシストとかは結構最近はカタカナで言われてるけど。
Are those different?
レイシスト。
No, I think it's the same.
でも、レイ…レシストはなんていうの日本語でレシスト。
うん。まあとかまあ人種差別主義者みたいな。
人種差別 seems more like racial discrimination.
Yeah, I think the racist has to be like a 人種主義。
英語の racism と日本語の人種差別は意味がちょっとずれてるっていうか違うんですよね。
人種主義だよね。人種主義、人種でくくるっていう人種主義で差別するかどうかはまたその行為とかの問題で人種主義っていうふうに言った方が、はい、意味が
そう日本語だとなんだセクシズムも同じで、うん、そのセクシズムっていう言葉がないなんかその意味が同じ言葉がないから女性差別とかっていう言葉になっちゃってそうするとまた意味が違ってきちゃうから。うん
性主義、性別主義。
うん、性別主義とか、うん、そのまま直訳しちゃった方が本当はいいのかもしれないけど。
うん。
うん。
まあ、あんまりすごい大きな問題じゃないのかもしれないけど、日本だと。その、目に見える分かりやすいのがあんまりないのかもしれないけど、でもまあ、在日コリアンの人とかももちろんいるし、
ね、
ジェンダーが分からない人もいるし、うん、女の人に対する差別はまあ、今どれぐらい改善したのかは知らないけど僕がいた時は、うん、普通にあったし、
うん、
どうやって女の人が日本で生きていけるんだろうっていうふうにいつも思うけど、
うん、なんかそれを、うん、結構なんかやっぱセクシズムに関しては、うん、なんか女性の中でもそれに気づいてないっていうか被害に遭ってるんだその構造的な差別の被害に遭ってるんだけどそのこと自体をインターナライズしてない人も結構いるっていうかもう当たり前のこととして気づいてないっていうかっていうのもあると思うから
気づいても受け入れにくいんじゃない受け入れると辛いし
まあそれもあると思うし、
うん、もしくはもう本当に気づいてないもうそれがずっとそうだったからもともと昔からそうだから
そう
それが普通っていうのは、うん、構造の問題はなかなか難しいね
うん、
うん、
こっちに来たばっかの時にさ英語がよくわかんないままこう 奥さんとこう買い物に行ってさ、こう塩がないから塩を買おうとしたのね。
うん、
で、We are looking for salt って言っても見つからなくて、で、ソルトが買えなかったのよ、そのスーパーで。
うん、
で、奥さんと二人で、塩ってアメリカで売ってないのかな、そんなわけないよねって言って、もう違うスーパーに行って、そこでもなかったのね。で、こう、差別されて売ってくれないのかなって、こう、ちょっと疑心暗鬼になるわけ。その、レジとかでも、なんか、こう、ゼッコとか言われたら、ジップ、え、ジップ、はいみたいな感じで、あ、もう次、次みたいな感じで、どんどん飛ばされて、自分荷物があるのに、後ろの人がどんどんこう、勝手に入ってきて、払われちゃうから、もう、なんか、すごい扱いを受けてる、みたいなことが普通にあって、
うん、
で、これは差別されてるのか、どうなんだと思って。で、2個行って2個ともなかったから、これは、もしかして塩っていうのは、専用の、そう、塩専門の店でしか売ってない許可制のものかなみたいな。わかんないじゃん、知らないからさ、全然知らない社会に来てるから。アメリカっていうのはそのタバコ屋さんみたいに専門の塩専門の店があって、その代行者で塩っていうのを買うんですよみたいなことなのかなって、奥さんと二人でこう悩んで、で日本語のサイトとかももちろんないし、英語もなんかよくわかんない、調べ要もね、もう Google とかももちろんないしさ、よくわかんなくて、で、その友達にこう、アメリカには塩がないのかって言ったら、は？何あるよって言われて、だから僕が聞いてることが伝わんないわけ。塩が買えないっていうのはね。で、後で、だいぶ経って後で分かったのは、最初に行った店は塩が置いてない店だった。たまたま。
あ、へえ。
そう、そんな変わった店があって、今日はそこでは塩は置いてないんですよ。
めちゃくちゃ運が悪い。
そう。で、二つの目の店は塩がたまたま売り切れてた。
ええー、どういうこと？
そう。だから塩がなかった。それだけのことなんだけど、たまたまそれがこう重なって、アメリカでは塩がない。どうやって、どうしようこれからみたいな。って思って。でももう、だからもうね、わかんないから、差別されてるんじゃないかとかって思い出すと、
うん、
ね、いっぱいこう差別的な扱いを受けるわけ。なんか言ってることが分かんないから無視されるみたいな、うん。日本だったらレジで自分の後ろの人がどんどん入ってくるなんてないじゃない。
うん、
もう あんた何言ってるか分かんないからもう次の人次の人って。そんなひどい話ないでしょ。僕の方が先にこう並んでるわけだからさ。
うん、
ね。うん。まあ、何を聞かれると思ってないからいきなりね。いきなり絶好って言われても。うん、何、は？はい？みたいな。一回しか言ってくんないわけ。うん。もちろんね、わざとなんだけど、向こうも意地悪するつもりでやってるから、
うんうん、
でそこで一発でこう答えられないと、向こうはもう危機としてこう、それをこう使っていじめようって しちゃうのは、まあなんかこう辛いんだと思うんだよね。立ち仕事だしさ、座ってやればいいのにさ、レジなんてさ、ね、
うん、
座らせないじゃない。わざと辛い環境で仕事させててさ、ミニマムウェイジとかで働いてるからさ、きっと辛い、楽しくない仕事だと思うんだけど、多くの場合。その人たちにとってはなんかね、言葉も喋れないくせになんか変な、何語か分かんないのでヘラヘラしてて、ね、買い物に来て、なんだこいつらって思うのは仕方がないとは思うんだよね。逆の立場を想像するに。うん、その人、何があったか知らないけど、うん、イラッとするのは、しょうがないと思うんだよね。日本にいたってね、わけのわかんない言葉でさ、外人が 3,4 人で大きな声でわーって騒いでたら嫌な顔する人いっぱいいると思うんだよね。あいつらっていうふうに思う人いくらでもあるから、うん、それと同じことはいくらでもあると思うし、うん、だいぶこうアメリカの社会が分かってきた時に、なんかアメリカを日本の友達と旅行した時にも、ネブラスカかどっかで水が一回も出てこなかったことがあったりとかね、サウスダコだったかな、
うん、
レストランで無視されて完全に座ってるのに一回もこうこっちを見ないし、他のお客さんにはメニューと水を持っていくのに自分たちだけ完全に無視されてるとかね、そういうのはからさまにこうあったりとかして、
うん
うん、辛いんだなっていう、うん、 辛いから差別というかそう言って意地悪を しちゃわないと気が済まないのかなみたいな。
なんかそういう経験がいっぱいあると、例えばその本当に売り切れててないって言われてる時にも、その本当にないのか、こう意地悪で言われてるのかとかも分かんなくなっちゃうじゃないですか。それもなんかお互い辛いというか。
うん。負のスパイラルじゃないけど、いいことないね、本当ね、そういうのはね。
うん。
Well, if I can imagine, like, you could...jump to that conclusion and it's like you guys aren't selling me salt because you're racist, you know, and then like they didn't do anything wrong and now you're, you know, really hurting them because of how you've been preconditioned by your negative experiences. So I think it's we have to be really careful to, you know, give these situations the benefit of the doubt, you know, even ifYou know, can feel like, oh, this, yeah, buddy, I'm being treated different, right. kind of confirmation bias.
それも難しいよね。なんか私も例えばパリとかに行って何回かまあ意地悪されて無視されたりとかした後に、じゃあカフェに行って変な席に、なんかすごい綺麗な席いっぱいあるのに、なんか裏側の変な席に座らせられる時に、なんか理由があって、例えば予約されてるとか、なんか理由があってここしか本当に空いてないのか、アジア人だからここに座らせられてるのかがもう全然わかんないっていう、うん。それは別に悪気ないのかもしれないし、悪気マックスかもしれないんだけど、それは私にとってはわからないから。それはなんかやっぱ benefit of the doubt を常に持っていいように解釈するっていうのはなかなか特に住んでると難しいよね。
まあね。
そう。まあ多分日本でもだからそういうことは、いっぱい起きていると思うけど。
Well, one of the worst side effects is that you end up disempowering yourself because you don't think people are going to help you. Some people that will help you and they would help you, but you assume that, you know, you're not going to get good treatment or the same treatment as other people. One of my best friends, Dustin,who mommy knows, but he was super late to the airport. He was super late. And, and he thought he was completely screwed. There was no way he was going to be able to get on the plane. And one of my other friends was joking, like, yeah, they're not going to let like this big black guy just like cut the line and get on the plane. And...He was like, yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably just screwed. No one's going to help me. And I was like, we can't have this negative mindset. You just got to ask, man. Just go up there and just say, like, taskete. And he got to the airport. I mean, his plane was taken off in, like, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. He had no time. And he just walked up there and he just said, taskete. And he said, these attendants were like the nicest people in the world. They just opened up everything and he just went straight on the plane. It made no sense, you know? So like there are opportunities where, you know, giving the benefit of the doubt to people, can really help people in various situations. But when you feel, you know, discrimination consistently, then you start to lose faith in that and you start to like hold yourself down too.You know, and I don't know, that was like a cool moment, I guess.
That's nice. One time, actually, I forgot my passport and going to Japan, and that was actually the first occasion that I used, it wasn't Uber or something, but some, you know, the shuttle, and instead of driving with my wife, and usually, you know, at the time, and you know, driving to the JFK, like 30, 40 minutes from my place, our place, so I thought that she drives me to the JFK, drop me off, but she was pregnant, so at the time, so she was, you know, okay, you know, you can stay home, and I can just use the shuttle, and I left like 1 or 2 hours earlier than usual, and at the airport, and finally, then I realized that I don't have the passport. and going to Japan, and I decided to talk to them. I forgot my passport, but that's fine. I'm Japanese. Uh-huh. Believe me. Just let me go there.
Wow.
Once I land in Japan, it's my own. I'm going to negotiate over there. So just please, send my boy to Japan, and trust me, I'm Japanese. And I think it was the JL or the ANA, I don't remember, some Japanese the airline. So I was begging, please, I can't miss this flight, and I can't, right? And they said, no, you can't leave. And why not? Just deport me, right? Please, just deport me. I'm Japanese. I'm going to Japan. Just deport Japan. I'm going to negotiate if they can let me in, please. And they said, nope. I needed to actually, I ended up calling my wife, and I know, you know what? I forgot passports. So she actually, drove to the, drove to the JFK with my airport. I wanted her to, stay there, but she ended up driving in the 40 minutes, 50 minutes alone, bringing my passport. And
wait, so your plan A was to get deported, and plan B was to ask your wife for help?
Yes. Wow. I didn't have that plan B, but I didn't have any other choice because they refused me. Oh my God. What am I going to do? I just called my wife, and she said, maybe I can make it. Right, so because I left it the 1 or 2 hours earlier than the usual, so we had some enough time. So she checked. Okay, I have about an hour. Maybe I can make it. But that defeats the purpose, right? What was the why are we having this situation? Because I want you to stay, and we have no choice. So she drove her car, and yeah.
さすがにパスポートは無理か。
無理だった。それはさすがにね、助けてくれなかった。でも、お願いしたんだけど。
でもアメリカだと結構なんか、まあ、パスポートさすがに無理でも、言ったもん勝ちっていうか、言ってみたら意外といける時ありますよね。
そう。だいたいなんかとりあえず聞いてみれば、ああ、じゃあもうしょうがないね、カタカタカタみたいなね、こともあるかなと思って。日本人なんで大丈夫ですって。
No, but you're asking 日本人 and they follow the rules. You know, I can't even get like ketchup from Nihonjin. Yeah. Like they follow the rules generally. If you're at a restaurant, you want more ketchup. Yeah, you have to order more fries, obviously. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. You can't just get two ketchups. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. So, ne. Cultural difference.
Yeah. There's good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but I tend to ask. Whatever. I just ask to see how it goes.
And, yeah. That's a good.
I can't, at the time, actually, the one time, and one of my co-founder friend and asked me and to work on some stuff on the day I needed to welcome some friends from Japan, the JFK or something, I don't remember. I told them that I'm busy on this Wednesday because I had to pick up my friends from Japan. So Wednesday, no meeting, no nothing, right? And Tuesday night, they called me, and can you join that meeting tomorrow? And I was like, what the fuck, right? How dare can you guys ask? But from their point of view, nobody knows, right? Maybe flight is, delayed a day or two. No, they don't know. I know, right? So they just ask me. So they have no, any bad intention or anything. They just ask me. So, can you join tomorrow? I know you are busy and you are going to pick up your friends, but just in case you have time, can you join the meeting? And but at the time I was furiously. What kind of people is this? Those, Americans.
Yeah.
How dare? What kind of nerves, right? Yeah, exactly. Jesus. なんでこいつら? 最悪だな、みたいな。 No って言わすな、みたいな。
Yeah. yeah, being able to ask things without, you know, that reluctance, just in case. Oh, maybe you never know. Might as well ask. And Japanese people don't really expect flexibility in the first place, you know.
Right.
It's more 決まったこと. So.
So yeah.
So I think I behave much more like American to the Japanese standard now. That I don't care. I just ask. Just checking.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt, right? It actually hurts them, but it doesn't hurt them. So. But, don't be too offended, please.
But once they, if you understand that culture of, you know, you just ask, it's not a big deal, then it doesn't hurt you anymore, right? If someone asks you.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But about 20 years ago, it really, really offended me. And I don't want to work with those animals.
Well, we're getting close to 4 hours now. We can go on forever, but I guess my son is getting really frustrated. Well,
I have one last question.
2時間も 何 話すのかなと思ったんだけど、 なんか あんちゃん 2時間 ぐらい、 2時間 か 3時間 ぐらい 話しましょうって言うから、 何 を 話すのかな、 そんなに 話すことあるのかなと思ってたけど、
いっぱいあった。
Yeah. How did you get the letter?
無限に まだ あるね、 話すことは別に、 話そうと思ったら。
Can I just ask you, how did you get the letter N on Twitter?
What do you mean? Just type. Yes, enter, and I got N.
That's so cool, though.
But, you know, there's not that many. I guess there's like 26 people, but, you know, not many people.
But it was available. N is not the only one. I could have actually taken the other stuff, but I was interested in the other stuff. Well, N is available. I always tested the N first, and if it's just one letter is available, then I take it. No matter what. And, N is available. That's good.
Wow.
It's short.
That's so territorial.
As you know, that my email address is just N, so it's easy.
Yeah.
It is.
That's why I got some interesting story, and some guy tried to steal it, and I wrote some blog posts, and got a million views, and BBC and the radio called me.
What?
What?
Yeah, I was on the show then.
Someone tried to steal your letter? The letter N?
So, yeah.
How dare
I got that. I got that offers and many places and you know, $50,000 and something. And that guy stole my, you know, the Facebook. At the time, I was using Facebook. So that, you know, I need to give up, right? So if it happened today, then I don't care. Oh, okay, my Facebook account, you took it. Go ahead, enjoy. I don't.
Wait, そっちも N だった? That was N too?
No, it's not, but yeah. That was 5-6 years ago, I don't remember. I think it's 6 years ago. Yeah. And the FBI guys and you know, called me, and I met them, and... it was an interesting experience. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Huge, you know, the tall, the 6'2" or 6'3", the black, you know, the guy, and the shorter white, you know, the good looking, you know, the smart guy, and like a almost like a the good cop and the bad cop in a kind of situations, and it's FBI guys and just you know, asking some questions, and I just answered, and it's it was really, really cool moment. I really wanted to take a video about that. They said no, they can't take any
recording. Make a vlog about it.
I just got the business card, so I think I have some somewhere.
That's cool.
Business card, but yeah.
That's cool. It's a privilege to talk to someone who has a single letter as their username. There's not many.
Yeah. you can brag about it.
Yeah. I'll tell everyone. It's like, dark. Oh, the other day I talked to this guy.
His username is I joined the company, right? So that many places that when I joined the startup, the big, sometimes some of bigger company and somebody knows me already. So mm-hmm. and you know, they just come to me, you know, my place, and you know, I read that your blog and 5 years ago, then blah blah blah. Then, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good or not, but that was a good, interesting story to share. So, yeah.
Well, you're such an interesting guy, and this has been fascinating. I don't even remember what we talked about. I feel like we talked about all kinds of stuff.
No, I have no idea. I always thinking whenever the next time I'm visiting Tokyo, and I really wanted to meet you guys.
Definitely.
Yes, I don't know. Yes, yeah. Please.
Definitely.
I had no plan to do this, and this is pretty fascinating.
Yay. Well, ぜひまたジョインしてください。
Definitely.
また暇な時にいつでも。
For sure. We'll talk about nothing or everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
All at once.
Yep. Yep. Awesome.
Pretty much.
Well, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
また。
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.